Okay, hello, hello. Just wait a second while everybody gets in here. Right. We're having trouble. We'll just remove that one. I'll go live there another time. Okay, hey guys. Hello, 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 Facebook. Hey, I'm back. Where have you been? Where have you been? Well, this is the first time I've been able to get on. Hello, YouTube. YouTube's been faithful and strong, steady, growing a little bit over there, which is good. Shout out to all my YouTubers. I have not been able to go live on Facebook for a while because, get this, this is the reason why they took away my privilege to go live on Facebook, because they went back a year and a half into my stories on Facebook and they found a picture that I posted of Hunter Biden in his underwear. It's a real picture of Hunter Biden in his underwear. I mean, but they went back a year and a half and they're like, you posted this like a year and a half ago. And because of that, you can't talk until after the election live. You can't go live. So I've just been twiddling my thumbs over here, guys. I mean, I don't know what to do with myself when I can't talk to you guys. Okay. So I'm back. I'm here. And yes. If mail-in ballots were allowed. Okay, yes, let's just break this down. First of all, there's a few things we just have to cover, and I can't make all these posts. Like, I feel like there's so much happening that I'm like, I just do a quick live because it would just take time. Like, hey, FYI, everyone, Russia did not bomb Ukraine yesterday. We didn't send a missile over there. So, I mean, we almost went to, you know, World War III yesterday. It almost happened, but Ukraine... Ukraine accidentally sent a missile into Poland. Ukraine accused Russia of sending a missile into Poland yesterday. And everybody's like, okay, World War III, here we go. It's time. Woohoo. I mean, I don't know why that anyone would encourage that. I mean, you have to be a complete moron to be like, yes, let's do this. World War III, you know, I'm bored. It's been boring. So I just thought, you know what? Let's just have a war. Let's just do it. Let's throw that into 2022. You want it? What? Right before the holidays? But there's no reason for that. We don't need to go to war. We don't want to go to war. Okay. I know that the globalists, the elite would love a war. I honestly think that could be the end goal here, is we do go to war. And that's something we all don't want. Us peasants, right? The peasants don't want it. So anyways, it was Ukraine that accidentally sent a missile into Poland. It wasn't Russia. So just thought we'd just update everyone on that in case they didn't know it yet. But that's the update. Mitch McConnell has the votes to be Senate Minority Leader. Here we are again. This guy, I mean, I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous that we keep electing these people that continue to drive us deeper into the hole, the dark abyss of lack of freedom. It's just terrible. And I honestly think, like, a lot of these leaders in leadership, especially in the Republican Party on the GOP side, like, they don't care about losing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's like they rather would be on the defense, right? You know, then it's like fundraising. We're like, oh, we're going to get them, guys. In the next 24 hours, send us, you know, $24 and we'll get them back. It's just constant. It's like a fundraising mechanism to me. I mean, I like to win. I want to win. I'm tired of losing. I'm so over this pathetic lack of, like, aggressiveness that I see in the Republican Party. We are at war. Like, we war for our country, war for the soul of the nation, as Biden would say. And I feel like there's some people that are like, meh. Anyways, and it really, really bothers me. And Mitch McConnell is one of those people. And he's not funded by Kentucky people, like Kentuckians. Is that how you guys say it? I don't know. Kentuckians. He's funded by Wall Street. Like, even the establishment side loves Mitch McConnell. The Democrats love Mitch McConnell. Let's be honest. And here he is. He's Senate Minority Leader again. And he did some terrible stuff, like, in this last midterm. He sent millions and millions of dollars to Lisa Murkowski out in Alaska. Okay. We're going to win that seat regardless. Like, we don't need the money in Alaska. He could have sent that to Blake Masters in Arizona. So it just blows my mind that I'm like, why? So yeah, I'm two thumbs down on that decision. Kentuckians. I like it. Kathy, thank you. Appreciate it. Also, Kevin McCarthy. He's most likely going to be House Majority Leader. We've taken the House, guys. I mean, it's not official, but we've got the House. Thank God, because it's going to slow down a lot of this insanity that the left is trying to push, which is really, really good. But Kevin McCarthy, another, I know, and I love Marjorie Taylor Greene. I do. And she's like pushing for Kevin because she says if they don't get Kevin, then a lot of the establishment side of the House will go and actually vote for a Democrat. Like, for real, which is just mind blowing to me. Again, they don't care about winning. They just like, they like their cozy little, you know, House seat, and they're an incumbent. It's very hard to unseat an incumbent. And they're like, you know, whatever. It's not about winning. It's not about America First policies. It's not about helping this country. It's just politics. So they would rather vote for like a moderate Dem than support like someone new thrown in that's like hardcore, like conservative America First candidate for a House Speaker. So it's kind of like, we have to vote for Kevin. Like, I guess we have to. Is that? So I'm hearing we have to vote for Kevin. I'm not a fan of Kevin either. So here we are. And that's the update. And I could have posted all that in different posts. And I'm like, you know, let's just say it. Let's just say what's going on. Quick update. So the big news. And this is where we have to have like a real heart to heart, and I'm not the best at heart to hearts, but so I'm going to try to do it here for a second. So a big thing happened last night, in case you didn't know. Donald Trump announced that he is running for presidency in 2024. Now, if you've been following my page, you know that I have been a supporter of Donald Trump since he like came down the escalator, and I was like, yes. And I was a co-chair for the Trump campaign in Colorado for the women's and millennial vote. And I battled the conservatives at the time because they didn't think Trump was a conservative over Trump. I had so many people in Colorado that were like, we want Ted Cruz. We hate Trump. We hate him. So I battled and I battled and I battled, and then Trump got into office, and then I started shooting satire in front of the camera, and I battled and battled and battled and I battled, and not to say I'm done battling, because I'll never stop the fight, but I'm gonna watch this play out. Okay, that's just what I'm gonna say with this. I'm not getting on anyone's bandwagon right now. I do love Trump, and I do support every single policy that he supports. I am America First. I am securing our freaking border. My goodness, we have fentanyl. We got like an epidemic of people dying in Colorado from fentanyl overdoses. It is insane. It's sick and it's wrong. We have people that are coming over that are not. They do not want the best for America. They're being sent by terrorist countries. It's really, really bad. We have just an influx of crime happening in our country. It's nuts. We have to secure our border. I'm pro Second Amendment, all of it. Pro life, all of it. I'm a conservative through and through. And The one thing I will tell you is I'm also a strategist. Like, I strategize for campaigns behind the scenes, and I advise campaigns behind the scenes, and I study the left. My heart passion is to study the left and understand the mind of the left and why they think the way they think, why they vote the way they vote, and to understand the independent voter, because I believe that you do not win elections without the independent voter. You cannot win elections without the independent. You can't. And now I know that's like, oh, shut up, Rachel. Like, shut up. But that's the truth. That is the truth. You cannot win elections unless you get that unaffiliated voter. Now, am I unaffiliated? No. Am I a middle of the road, like moderate, like, meh, you know, whatever, cool, lukewarm, that's me. No, I'm not. But I know that we need those people to win. Like, we cannot win without them. So how do we get them? How do we get them to come on to our side? How do we get them to see it from our point of view? How do we get them to understand what we're going through as a nation and what really is at stake? That's the question. And who is the best person at presenting what we're really fighting for and how we need to win to that independent voter? Like, that is the question. That is the at the end of the day, I want to win. I'm so done losing. I'm done with it. And we can get into voter fraud and election fraud and ballot harvesting. And my goodness, if it's legal to ballot harvest in your state, do it. Do it. Okay. You want to know where all those giant spike drops come from in the middle of the night? Like, oh my gosh, giant drops. They're ballot harvesting ballots, right? They're collecting ballots. They're going door to door and they're collecting ballots of people that probably wouldn't even vote. They're like, hey, have you voted? No, I don't even know where my ballot is. Well, can let's help you find your ballot and we will help you fill it out. And you know what? We'll turn it in for you. They've got an incredible ground game and that's what they do. And we should be doing it. We should be doing it like immediately. So that is another topic we can get into. But I'm talking about the best spokesperson to get that independent voter. Now, what I saw last night with Trump, I liked it. I agreed with everything he said. I was like having flashbacks of 2016 and 2020. And I was like, yes. I was like, I miss it. I miss his voice. I miss all of it. But I'm also thinking, okay, how do we get the people that don't like Trump to like him? Well, that'll never happen. Then we can't win. Okay. We have to get that. We have to. So it's like, I know people are like just gung ho, like whatever, MAGA, and it's like, that's great. But we need this middle person right here. That's like, I don't know, like Joe Biden's destroying our country. Like it's really, really bad. But Trump said stuff that really is offensive. And it felt like, you know, just crazy battle when he was president. So I just don't know what to do. We need them. We need to talk to that person. We need to say, hey, let's just have a little come to Jesus moment here and really talk to those people. Those are the people we need, okay? And I know this upsets people because they're like, ow, gun ho, screw them, doesn't matter. That's not going to get us the win, okay? I want to win. And in order to win, you have to be extremely tactical. Okay. It's a chess game, guys. It's two steps forward, one step back over. I mean, all of that on the game, calculating how to take out these people that are literally destroying our nation. Okay. They are destroying our country. The Biden agenda is destroying our nation right now. And people are like, oh, it wasn't that big of a red wave. Just wait. Okay. Just wait. And I want you to come back to this live later down the road. It's going to get worse, okay? It's going to get worse. And I'm telling you, I don't think it's just going to dwindle out with Russia and all that stuff happening over there, okay? So we got that in the background right now. We're 2 years out from the election. There's a lot that can happen. And we've got a guy that can barely form sentences running the country right now. And he has no private sector experience, okay? This guy has never... He's never run a business. He doesn't know how, he's a permanent politician, right? He doesn't have the know-it-all to run things. And he's being advised by people that do not have America's best interests at heart. So it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. I mean, right now they're meeting G20 summit over there. And Klaus Schwab, this guy is like Dr. Evil in real life. It's like, this is what we will do. We will control the world. And all of you leaders will listen to me and do as I say. And I'm not exaggerating him. Like, that's real life dude running things. And the world leaders are like, yes, Klaus Schwab, like whatever you say, we will do. And Biden's one of them. Okay. So it's bad, guys. It's bad. So God knows, God does know what these people are up to and what they're planning and calculating and what we will do in the next 2 years before 2024. I mean, that's what they're doing right now. And it's kind of like, okay, that's not good, but a lot could happen. A lot could happen in the next 2 years. So we just have to buckle up. We have to trust God in these times because you're born for this time. I continue to tell you that. But we also have to calculate. We have to strategize. We do need to ballot harvest. If it's legal, just so you know, guys, on Facebook, I'm not like promoting, illegal things here. If it's legal in your state, you should do it. Excellent grassroots ground game. And then reaching that middle of the road voter. There are people in the middle, whether you like it or not. I mean, I'm like, I don't know at this point how you could honestly be in the middle. Like, how are you still straddling the fence? Like, do you not know like what the left stands for at this point? Like, they're all for like chopping off, you know, stuff on people's chests, girls' breasts. Like, it's bad. It's bad. These people are bad. They're indoctrinating children. They're crazy, bad people. Okay. And there's people that are like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. And then there's us over here that are like, no, we just want freedom, man. Leave us alone. You do you, I'll do me. I want to live my life. I'm not a fan of Dr. Evil over there. And I know what they're trying to do. And I'm going to fight that crap. And I'm not going to put up with it. And that's what I stand for. And that's who I am. And I believe America's the greatest nation on this planet. We're not perfect, but we're on our way. Okay. And then you have the people that are right here. And that's who we need. So that's my heart. That is my heart. That is what I want to do. That's my calling. Like, if you guys follow me, that's my calling. I use humor. I use satire. I use drama because that's how the middle moves. The middle moves with emotion. They move on what they feel. They do. So, I mean, you could say, well, the screw your feelings. Doesn't matter what your feelings are. Well, then you're not going to reach them. You have to acknowledge that they feel a certain way, that they're bothered by some stuff Trump does, but they might like his policies. So they're kind of like here. We have to reach them, okay? And is Trump the best guy for the job? That's the question we need to ask ourselves, okay? We're 2 years out. A lot could happen. So that's where I'm at. That is where I'm at. Those are my thoughts. You have to move people. You got to move people. You can't yell at them. You can't scream at them or, you know, F you. Like, you can't do that. It's not going to move them. I'm about moving people. I want to win. I want to take back this country and return it to sanity. I want our border protected. I want to lower taxes. I want to see this inflation go away. I want to see house prices go back up. I mean, I want to see our nation thrive. I want to see job creation. I want to see this fentanyl out of our country eradicated. I want to see crime dealt with. I want to see law and order. I mean, I want my kids to grow up in a safe nation. That's a good nation. I want religious liberty. I want freedom. I want individual liberty. I don't want people telling me I have to inject something in my body or else I can't work. I mean, it's not crazy ideas that I have here. They're just, leave me alone. Leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. But that's not the left. The left wants to be up in your business in every single like facet of your life. That's what they want. And it's a real battle. And so we have to reach the middle people. So I know, and I'm all, if you're for Trump, go for Trump, man. I'm not saying like you, but at the same time, remember, we have to get the middle. And I know you don't like it. I know people don't want to hear that. They're like, oh, it doesn't matter. Ah! But it does matter. It does matter. And I want to win. So we have to think who's the best person to present like the package, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? So anyways, those are my thoughts. I don't know if DeSantis will run. People are like, DeSantis, I don't know if he'll run. And if he does, you know, may the best man win. Like, where is this? Like, I like arguments. Is that wrong? Like, I do. I like debate. I want to hear people get on the stage and say why I should vote for you over this guy. I want to debate. I want to see people present their best ideas and put them forward. I want to hear how they're going to solve the problems that we're facing right now as a nation. I don't think debate is a bad thing. I think that, like, there's too many people that are afraid of it. Get out there and own yourself and say why people should vote for you. So I don't think that's a bad thing. I know a lot of strategists are like, they don't want a big primary. And I don't have full thoughts on that yet. I don't. Because often primaries, everybody tears each other up. And then you send people on to the general and they're just like limping out there. And then the left uses everything you used in the primary to attack, you know, the guy you put forward. So here we are. You know, it's what we're facing. It's what we're dealing with. And let's see here. Many polls are showing the same 60-65% of Trump do not want him to run. Yeah. But like last night, he was chill. He was presidential. He presented himself like very like, oh yeah, like I get it. Like totally. I think a person in the middle watching that speech last night, I think they would probably walk away and be like, why did everyone hate him? Like, why? Like, why are we supposed to hate him? Like, I don't get it. Because he came across very just logical, common sense. And I mean, and compared his policies to Biden's policies. I mean, if you just look at the two, it's a no-brainer. Reminds me of that shirt. There's this shirt out there with no-brainer. It's funny. Anyways, polls are a joke. Some polls are a joke. Some polls are pretty accurate. Let's see here. Yeah, it is media generated. That is true. The media absolutely despises Trump. So, but we have to acknowledge that, right? Like, we can't be like, oh, screw the media then. Like, okay. But the media is the media. And until we take over that institution, which I encourage every single person that feels called to media, you should be doing, then we're dealing with a leftist, crazy, radical, left-wing media. So how do you counter them? How do you combat that? How do you come up against that? We have to have a strategy for it. But Dems always choose the candidate. Well, I don't know what that means. I missed that first part of that. Trump started the war with the fake media. Yes, he did, and he called it out. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Let's see here. Trump was very professional last night. It was impressive. I was like, all right, okay, all right. I like what I'm seeing. He was measured and intelligent. Yes. And what I would encourage anybody running these campaigns, I'm not on a presidential campaign yet, but you got to get the independents in the room, man. Sit them down. Talk to him. Like, talk to him. What do you want to see? Why are you thinking what you're thinking? I've got a light on my face. Why are you thinking what you're thinking? Why are you leaning the way you're leaning? Like, who would you want? Who do you want to see? What would you change about the candidate? And then what would cause you to support them? Like, we have to have these conversations. All the extra ballots. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a whole nother thing. What happened to Carrie Lake is ridiculous. And that's ballot harvesting, guys. That's what they did. Let's see here. Well, that's pretty much it. I'm not going to take too much of your time. Those are my thoughts. And they'll change as we go, right? I mean, we're living in a very interesting time right now, in case you didn't notice. And things are changing rapidly, daily. Events are changing. Just you have to be very sensitive. You have to be very sensitive and discerning right now. Why not Trump DeSantis? That would be great. I would love a Trump DeSantis ticket. That would just shut everybody down. Because now it's like, you know, they're like Trump DeSantis. And you're just like, okay, we're uniting and we're gonna move forward and we're gonna we're going to do this. I think that would cause a lot of people to be like, what? That would be awesome. I don't know if they'll do that. I've got a feeling that he'll probably pick a woman, Trump will. But I could be wrong. I would love Trump DeSantis. Let's see here. He's telling it like yeah, telling. He presents as a politician, yeah, professional. And I mean, and there are some things that I would want to see changed with Trump. I don't like how we shut down the country. Like, that really bothers me. That bothered me how that we did 2 weeks. And now people are like, well, he was being advised and everything like that. But you have to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove and really be able to detect what advice you're getting. And I that was just one of the biggest mistakes ever made. 2 weeks to slow the spread. Shut the door. Shut the front door with that. But pushing the vax. I'm not a vax pusher. Sorry. If you want to get it, go for it. I'm not into it. No, thank you. No, thank you. And I don't want to see people pushing that stuff. I think the name calling too. I think a lot of the middle people, they're like, please don't call me. Like they're more polite, right? And that's fine. You should be polite. Being polite's nice. I can be a little blunt with people sometimes, and I have to be careful. My mouth will get me into trouble. So. They want more politeness. Okay. That's something we could work with. We can work with that. Thank you. We'll take that. So I think that, tailoring it, being more, you know, and what we saw last night was good. So if we can have more of that, that would be good. That's just my more of that. We need dropbacks as a churches. Yeah. Next to gun stores. I like that idea. All right, you guys, Trump Lake. I like that. I like it. So yeah, I mean, there's positives and negatives, and I don't think it's healthy to not question, to not challenge, and to just be all in on anything. I'm not all in on anything. Except for my relationship with Jesus. Like I'm not, and my husband. I mean, he's probably like, what? I'm sorry, what? But my love for my kids. But like, you got to be careful about like going all in on anybody, right? Like, it's just, you just got to be smart. Just be smart. So anyways. All right, you guys. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so glad I can finally talk to you. Facebook, hello. Shout out to YouTube. I did not get a chance to go on Rumble because the link went wrong when I was going live. So I'll have to fix that and I'll post later on Rumble. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Okay. I was thinking maybe like those are my mom moments, my moments with mom. I don't know. I don't know. All right, you guys. God bless you. In the comments, see some. Let me know some satirical things you'd like to see. Something funny. I know people are kind of stressed out right now, and they need some funny stuff. So I need to be creating on that side too. So, all right, you guys. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk soon.